brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2.05 a.m.
Well, that's pretty much a fact now. All the other shows kind of, they kind of left that slot, so we're back up there.
Yeah!
I have something to announce. Streaming service exists. And I found Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
You can stream that now.
It's on It's on the TV.
Lamont.
We can do this.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Lamont in a long time.
So here's my proposal. Stream Sanford after you finish listening to us. So we're still the best on.
Yeah.
The
right. That works out. Everybody wins.
Yeah, we're good.
I miss Fred Sanford, but I miss what was her name? Aunt Esther, that's the one I missed.
Oh, yeah.
Fred Sanford, you old fish-eyed fool. Yeah, God, yeah. I love that woman. She was awesome. She took no gruff off of that man. Well, we are here to do our best of show. So our sip segments are all about distilled wine, distilled spirits.
That's called brandy.
Tea and coffee. And today is the best of for 2021. There actually were some highlights and best things in 2021.
Earl Grey hot.
Unlike 2020.
That's on my list.
2020 was a bad. There was nothing good about that one. So, but we're going to be talking about some whiskeys today. So,
this was the Earl Grey show, I thought.
Yes, that's what you're drinking.
Oh, right.
Yep.
We drank your whiskey.
What did I buy that Japanese plum wine for then?
For the sheer heck of it, because it was either that or Malort.
All right, fine. It's a whiskey show. Are we doing a best of wine show too? Let's do it. Sorry, I interrupted.
So we're going to be doing a couple of whiskeys here. So we have with Brent, his best of the year is William LaRue Weller.
Oh, nice. That was a good choice, by the way.
For Justin, it was the old, if he does say so himself. Yeah. Yes. Oh, let me.
He strained his arm, patting himself on the back there.
Yes. You went out on a limb for that one, Brent.
For Justin, his pick of the best of the year is Old Forester Birthday Bourbon.
Yeah.
And Harm's best pick of the year was the Highland Park Cask Strength.
You are all Philistines, and you must bow down before me.
And for the first time in about 3 years, mine is not a Scotch. It is the King of Kentucky.
You know what?
I'm not gonna be mad at you for that.
You know what? I've never picked a Scotch yet for my best of show.
I don't anticipate that streak coming to an end anytime soon.
Brent has never actually purchased a bottle of Scotch in his life.
Oh, he did once. He wasn't sure what it was, and it came in a box, and when he opened it up, he was very disappointed. But
looking for liquor.
Yeah, it was just a complete happenstance. He needed alcohol. So we're going to have Justin, against my better judgment.
No, don't let Justin do it.
Tell us about our sips ratings.
All right.
God, who is he?
Told you.
I think he's only got to give one rating, though, right?
I think today.
Do we even give off 5 ratings? Just do it. Just do it for the heck of it. Go ahead.
Okay. One sip, darling. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
What the heck is that supposed to be? Oh my God. Okay. Never mind.
It's Marvelous Irish Guy.
I thought he was trying to do Billy Crystal.
Absolutely marvelous.
What is?
If he was from Ireland.
Marvelous Irish. It's like he just makes this stuff. I've said it to you before, son. I'm going to say it to you one more time. That's why they call it dope. and cut it out. Good word. All right, keep going.
Two sips. Nice. What else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips, Fred Sanford. You big dummy.
Three sips. Hmm, interesting. What was this again?
I'm coming to see Elizabeth.
That did not. No, there was no Fred Sanford there.
Mm-hmm. Me and Rollo are going to go out.
Yeah.
Four sips, darling. Let's keep the secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips! Oh my! I was unaware anything could be this good.
That's Burns.
That was from The Simpsons. Yes!
So I actually like the symmetry here. This is the worst reading of the sips ratings we've ever done, and it's the best whiskey show for the year.
Right.
It's like perfect.
Symmetrical. It's good.
Yes.
So you've gotten past the worst of the show now. Let's move on. Thank you guys if you're still here and listening. I appreciate it.
You are.
And
if you made it through that, you are what is called a true, true fan. So that's not Mr. Burns.
As punishment for your desertion, it's company policy to give you the plague.
That is Mr. Burns. So. All right. Well, we're going to move on and we're going to go to Brent, who's going to tell us about his pick for the best of 2021.
Thanks, Bob. So my pick, kind of an easy one for me this year. Actually, not really. I was like four or five I was debating on, but I went with William LaRue Weller. It's a Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's 67.25% ABV or 134.5 proof. Nice little proof.
What's up with you, man?
Doesn't drink like 134.5
No.
Proof.
This does not even close to that.
Do you ever pick anything that's under 120 proof?
Sure.
Nothing over 130 proof is available. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So last year, the William LaRue Weller received an extraordinary ultimate recommendation from the Ultimate Spirits Challenge. This year's release was distilled in the winter of 2009 and aged in warehouses K, I, D, Q, and C on the first...
M-I-C.
Yeah, there's...
K-E-Y.
That's right under L-M-N-O-Q-P, right?
The first, second, and third floors, 64% lost to evaporation. It's 12 years, 6 months old. So this has got a nice, deep copper color, brown. Drink it down.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
We got a little rule back home. If it's brown, drink it down. If it's black, send it back.
So on the nose, you get this great creme brulee, a little bit of orange, vanilla. It's just so refreshing. It's beautiful. On the palate, I get some dark cherries. I get like a little s'mores, graham cracker, vanilla taste in there. A little bit of cocoa.
Bob said that when he first reviewed this whiskey. I don't get the graham crackers. I still don't get
the graham crackers. It's like the marshmallow and the graham cracker. But you're missing the chocolate's really not there, but the little bit of cocoa. Hey, it's a little bit of dark.
I can explain this all to you. You've met his mom. You think he knows what a s'more tastes like? She never liked him.
I was in the scouts for a little
while.
She
never liked him.
Before they found out I was brown? Yeah,
no. She never gave him s'mores. She's lucky she gave him food. So, yeah, no.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit of vanilla on this as well. And
this is candy.
A little bit of oak. I know. It's just everything you want in a bourbon.
High proof candy.
I could nose this for 2 hours before I even taste it. That's how good it smells.
Yeah. Well, it's not everything you want because I don't have a crate full of it for free.
No, I know.
On the finish,
I'm six numbers away.
Yeah. On the finish, once you put this on your tongue and you've let it just kind of ease to the back.
Be careful where you're going.
I know that.
Be careful where you're going with this.
It's just gonna coat your entire mouth.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
Yes.
This is where we really wish Brent had
Bob's
pants.
Bob's trying to get used to the new computer. Those buttons aren't working right.
Yeah. They're definitely a little quirky.
But this covers your entire mouth, and the finish, it just doesn't stop. I mean, it just got that Kentucky hug, and that just hugs you as long as. It's enjoyable. I mean, I can't think of anything better this year that I enjoyed more than this. Well,
I'm gonna say I think of a couple of things
as far as bourbon goes.
Oh, bourbon. Oh,
bourbon. Maybe that Octomore. Yeah. Oh, well, there you
go. We know how you love an Octomore.
This is the only problem with the show when we do like with this show every year. Everything we pick has such a long finish. It's amazing. How do you move on to the next one?
It's right. Like, I mean,
it's, you just stop the recording and wait 10 minutes and move on and drinks a lot of water?
Should be a 9 hour.
The other problem is when we do the best of the year, a lot of times most of what we pick tends to be the smaller samples that we get. So, yeah. So there's usually, we've already done it during the year and there's usually not a lot left. So, you know, and thank you to everyone who sent the samples throughout the year. We couldn't do the show without these folks, you know, helping us out with this. But, you know, it's not like we've got, you know, a couple 750s of each of these laying around, unfortunately.
That, we should point that out to their marketing departments. We can't pick you for the best of the year if we can't taste you again.
You're assuming they care. Okay.
Right.
And they're like, sure. Don't care.
Right. Oh, in that case, you get nothing.
Yes.
Nothing. Nada.
You would get nothing? Yeah. Okay, Colonel Clink. Yeah.
I think they sell out every year.
Yeah.
It's a good
odds. Yeah, I don't think they're really all that concerned with. Yeah.
So, Weller this year was definitely the best of the antique collection, right?
Yes.
This is hands down. Yes. I think we agreed on that.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I really did like that handy, though. But this.
Well, who doesn't love a good handy?
You guys are straight in the gutter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight in the gutter.
Well, he's got a point. Yeah. Well, the thing about handy is it's always good every year. I can't remember a year we've had one where I went, oh, this is an off year for handy. That's the one that always is right where it needs to be.
It's one of the best rye.
Everybody has, all the others have had ones where they're a little less or a little more than the year before, but handy is always the one that delivers. And the funny thing is years ago when they first came out with it, that was always the one you could still find on a shelf. Everybody grabbed the others.
That's because people don't appreciate
and they'd leave
rye.
That one, and it
they
was
great.
They
don't appreciate rye.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and this is the best of 2021 Sips episode, one we always really look forward to. So we are still discussing, because, God, of course you're still discussing the William Woodrow Weller for this year.
Are we really still discussing? I thought we finished with it.
Well, the finish is still there.
Yeah, we still taste it. We're still tasting it.
The finish is definitely still there.
There's nothing left in my glass. It's been empty for a while, but oh my God, it's on my tongue.
It's like candy in a glass. It really is.
It's actually, you know, we talked about the candy, but I really got a lot of anise on the nose, and there's tons of spice lingering right here.
And it's amazing how it's not, I mean, on the nose, it's not really hot at all, and it's 134 and a half proof.
That's insane.
The nose is just,
I mean, it's just, I'm
this is very, nose is very,
I'm
delicate.
I'm going deep, and it's I have to really inhale to really get
a lot of burn. And I didn't put a single drop of water in it either.
If you did, I'd stab you.
I think the Weller could take it. I think we did it for the best of the antique collection show.
I definitely think it would take it.
It'll take the water if you want to.
I definitely think it could take it, but nothing.
I'm not going to chance it.
There are
not
a lot of
things.
Nope.
Yeah. No, it's not going to. Yeah. I don't think it's going to get any better. It might make it different, but it ain't going to be any better. So why risk it? Yeah. It's absolutely stunning this year. I mean, all the BTAC this year was really good. This one was just stunning. So
I disagree with you. It was all really good. It was all good. It was all great, but it wasn't like over the top like some other years. I think we had better.
Well, we, I don't think we've ever had one where we went all five were, you know, just the greatest thing we've had all year. They're all, they're all really good. You know, I mean, I've never had any of them that I went, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, they're all really good. But this Weller this year was just out of the park good. And so, so was the Handy. I really love that Handy. So we're going to be
and
giving
that secret leaves of George T. Stagg they sent to me. Oh, I'm supposed to talk about that one.
Oh no, no, don't mention that.
Yeah,
they told me that we're supposed to just shut up, and not tell anybody about all that.
Yeah, right. The secret George T. Stagg.
Yeah, yeah. That truckload they sent. Yeah, it was awesome. Mm. So we're going to be giving the we're going to be scoring the William Woodrow Weller Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Buffalo Trace Antique Collection 2021 a extremely well deserved.
Oh my
god! 5 cents.
Yes.
And we're giving it five because I don't have six on the soundboard, folks. Yeah, just absolutely amazing. But we're also going to go over some other things like our best new product. And so what else you got for us, Brent?
So my best new product of 2021, I picked the Angel's Envy Madeira Cask. I had it narrowed down to that or the Old Forester Barrel Proof Rye. Yeah, so I had it narrowed down to those two, but I stuck with the Madeira cask. It's just, it's such a great product. You know, they did a great job with it.
I'm still waiting for, hopefully, a sample of the Barrel Proof Rye. It was supposed to be coming, and then it apparently got lost in shipping, and then they were looking for another one. So hopefully before the end of the year, it'll get here.
Yeah, that was another one. But my best distillery of 2021, I went with Angel's Envy. You know, they've come out with a couple products this year that I really enjoyed, and they just kind of set themselves apart this year. And then from other years where they've only come out with, you know, their base products and their cask strength. And this year they come out with a couple others. And so,
yeah, they're growing by leaps and bounds. You know, they're building the new distillery, they're building rickhouses as fast as they can. And, you know, I mean, really great people. You know, Wes and Kyle and the whole family, just really great people. And Lincoln was the man. I mean, I love that guy to death. He was so kind to me when I first met him. So, yeah, I got to agree with you. They did a great job this year. So, well, let's move on to our next whiskey. So we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Old Forester.
And Justin's done.
That was too many words for me.
My mind is a raging torrent.
Here's Justin.
Flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
Are your sound levels right, man? That was really low.
I turned it down low so I could still hear.
So we're going to talk about Old Forester 2021 Birthday Bourbon. It's 52% alcohol by volume. It's 12 years old.
I won't hold that against it.
72% corn, 18% rye, and 10% malted barley. It's released each September 2nd in honor of George Garvin Brown's birthday. The 2021 release of the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon was made from a batch of 119 barrels filled on April 16th, 2009. That's like right near where the market bottomed out, and matured in Warehouse G. This year marks Old Forester's 151st anniversary, making it the only bourbon brand with an uninterrupted history, sold by the same family before, during, and after Prohibition.
And what did George Garvin Brown do that made him famous? First guys to sell bourbon in sealed glass bottles.
Oh, wow. Mm. So every year, this product's different.
Thank you, nerd.
You're welcome.
And this year was no exception. I think this is the best birthday bourbon that's come out since 2017. And
I think it's even longer than that. I think it beat 2017.
I think it beats 2017?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the best one I can remember in a long time.
I think the first one and this one are it for me.
Well, when we opened it, all I could say was, that's... It was definitely the best one I can remember in a long time.
I didn't pick it because it's only 104 proof.
Like I said, well, that's what I said. I'm not going to hold that against it. You know, I mean, you know, it's 12 years old, like the Weller, but, you know, it's, you know, I mean,
not. Brent's like, where's the barrel strength birthday bourbon? Yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
they're going to whip up a special batch for you. I don't want to ruin your Christmas gift.
We should only be so lucky.
So on the nose, it's like a beautiful symphony of berry and desserts. Red raspberry preserves join plump, juicy blackberries and dried strawberries to set the tone, nestled in a bed of dried herbs and balanced with vanilla creme brulee, subtle pecan, rich maple syrup, and cocoa.
I think the cocoa like it better when you're strong. You just don't read the nose. Tell me what you feel. Feel in your mouth.
What is it you feel?
In your gut.
Feel.
I feel like this is a chocolate mousse dessert. And they do like the really high end chocolate and they use heavy cream instead of milk. It's just sick. And the chocolate finish mousse? Goes on
chocolate mousse.
Belgian chocolate from pampered cows.
What's that movie? The one with, what's his name? The one who played Jim Morrison in the Doors movie? Top Secret. Remember they were like there were the partisans in France and this is Pierre, this is Jean, and then they had this huge black guy there with the beret on, and he goes, and chocolate mousse.
That's right.
And he's chewing on a big cigar. Yeah.
Yep. And the finish on this thing is just amazing. It's like if you're on that cruise for a week and they have that dessert buffet. It's like that,
yeah.
Except you don't get really full and feel gross at the end like I do.
Well, that's your own self-loathing is your own issue. But
yeah, well,
there's probably a therapist for you somewhere.
He seems to think there's something wrong with a buffet. Buffets are truly proof of the greatness of this country and why we all get up every morning.
Yes.
Especially if it's like an Argentinian, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Fiesta. Or the Great Bourbon Buffet. That's the one I prefer.
I'm a more brunch buffet. Oh,
that's
guy.
Any day ending in Hawaii for Brent.
I'm a brunch buffet guy.
I'm just jealous.
A couple years ago for Thanksgiving, we went to the Argentinian steakhouse. It's like exactly the same thing. You leave, you can hardly move. You're ready for a nap, except now you're full of like beef. So it's like.
Yeah. Is that better than the Brazilian steakhouse or the same or what?
What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
And meat on swords. Conan would say meat on swords.
Meat on swords.
Yeah. Those are the great things in life. But yeah, it was, yeah. Mm. And I sat there and drank scotch and ate meat. It was a great Thanksgiving. So,
yes.
What did you think of it, Brent?
I enjoyed it. I mean, I got that, you know, that burnt sugar butter, you know, if you're making it in a pan, you get that. And that's what really sticks out with me. But the thing that really sticks out is the finish on this one as well. I mean, I guess that's how you can tell that you're really enjoying something, is that you don't want to go back to it because you're enjoying it so much, but you want to go back to it, but you're just still enjoying it. And
sweet pain.
Yes. Mm.
That was a gobbledygook, but I'll give it to you. Whatever.
Ouch.
I mean, you could have expressed it better than that, but you know, whatever. We're drinking. Oh, we're drinking.
So bitter.
You're a complete bastard. We all hate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Arm's going to go there. I have a new computer. I can get the sounds even faster, man. I'm like Fred Norris from the Stern Show.
He's getting the hang of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
You weren't even born with the sense God gave the common dog.
Love it. Love it. What I think I understood what you were
saying. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Like I said, don't mess with me.
You don't want to interrupt the finish with that beautiful whiskey with the next sip. I got you.
Right.
I got you. It's,
right.
It's gorgeous. I understand that.
Oh, fantastic.
It took a while. But it didn't matter because I had whiskey in my hand. I was just drinking.
It's the first time he's had that in his hand. Usually, never mind.
You're not my mom, Bob.
She told you you'd go blind and turn to stone, and she was right on both counts. Mm-hmm. Put those glasses back on. Mm. Yeah, it's just, it's. I get what Brent gets. I get sort of that, you know, that burnt sugar on the top of the creme brulee,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of pecan.
That would be the brulee part.
It's like ooey gooey peanut butter.
And then, you know, there's definitely that cocoa.
And he mentioned the berries. I didn't get all the blackberry stuff, but the strawberries is there.
It's an undertone.
It's sort of a nondescript kind of fruitiness, but I get it like really at the very, very tip of the nose when you take that first inhale. After that, it goes away.
It's like a retro nasal thing.
Don't be pulling my words out of your mouth.
Hey, I learned it from you.
Them's fighting
I'm
words.
I'm applying it today.
Holy cow. Holy, hold on. Let me get back to this one.
My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading
into
a waterfall
of creative alternatives. Man, that's like a multisyllabic word from Justin. Holy cow, what a year. It's like, okay. All right, so let's move on, and we're going
to
be giving.
No. He still has to give his best new product, right?
Well, we're getting there.
Yeah. We're getting there. Give me a minute. We're going to be rating the Old Forester 2021 Birthday Bourbon, an extremely well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, the only bad thing about it is we had a little sample instead of a big sample. So you remember the good old days when you would go into a store and there would be birthday bourbon on the shelf like a month after it was released, and you would take it off the shelf and you would look behind it and you go, wait a minute. The label's different, and it would be last year's still sitting behind it, and you could get both of them for like $50. You remember those days? They're long gone.
I actually used to sell it back in the day like that, just like that.
Yeah, it was back then. It was, well, you know, back then you could get a lot of stuff, but oh well, what are you going to do? So what else did you have for us?
Did you pick a best new product?
So I have a best distillery of 2021. I have to give it to Old Forester. They just came out with everything this year, and it was almost the best it's ever been. Their King of Kentucky is crazy. Their birthday bourbon's off the chain. And I've even had some of their single barrels this year.
Single barrel rye was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, the single barrel rye was fantastic.
We luckily were local
like
Florida rep.
Let us have some. Every day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Prohibition 1920s. Oh. Great.
Yeah. If everything else disappeared and all I had was 1920 to drink for the next 5 years, I'd be totally fine.
You proof hounds, man. Just give me the 1910. I'm happy with that.
The 20s just, it's not even the proof. The 20s just got a little bit more of a flavor profile that I did.
1910's a little flatter for me.
Well, there's geeks out there taking the two of them and mixing them together. Ooh. and they make a label. It looks just like the real label, but it's called 1915. I actually saw one and I went, what the hell is that? And I saw it on a site that it looked fairly legitimate. So I actually reached out to my contacts at Brown-Forman and said, did you make another one? She goes, not that I know of. I said, well, I saw this on this site and I sent it to her. And she goes,
I've seen that too.
I don't know anything about this. And then she called me back about an hour later and she goes, oh, no, this is fake.
Okay. They've already sent their cease and desist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The corporate attorneys are already, you know, sharpening up their fangs.
Billable hours.
You know, preparing for the drinking of the blood of the innocent. Right. So, all right. Did you have a new product or nothing in particular?
Nothing in particular this year.
It was a pretty good year for bourbon, so it's all hard to pick something.
Yeah,
whiskey in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thankfully, a lot of stuff got released after, you know, the sun started coming back out post-COVID. So,
now we don't have to drink hand sanitizer anymore.
Oh, come on. You like
Do
the hand
sanitizer. Do not tell people to drink hand sanitizer.
I didn't tell
Do
them
not
to drink,
drink
it.
Hand sanitizer.
I said, I don't have to drink it anymore.
If you go
That's
back
a personal
and
choice.
You listen to that show that we did for the hand sanitizer show right at the beginning of COVID, when people thought if I go outside, I'll just explode. You know, I won't even die. I'll just disintegrate and turn into primordial ooze. And we did that show. If you listen to it, about every 5 minutes, I had a counter here going off with me going, just a reminder, we're not actually drinking this. This is all comedy. And then 10 minutes would go by and the little thing would go and pop up again. I go, just a reminder, a disclaimer, we are not drinking the denatured spirits. So,
okay. Nobody drink hand sanitizer this year. Thank you.
Yeah, next year, knock yourself out. I really don't care.
Inject bleach. Don't put any UV lights inside your body.
That's not what you told. Never mind.
Well, unless if everybody at the club is doing it, it's different.
And those weren't UV; those were glow sticks. So the amazing thing is he was able to crack them once they were. No.
He cracked them afterwards.
Yeah,
Yeah. Just don't crack him in
without
the
using his hands, folks. Without using his hands.
Wow.
So
it's impressive. It's a different world in South Florida.
Yeah, you think? You think? All right. Well, we're going to move on to our next product, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bobby Joe. Our last whiskey, our next whiskey is the Highland Park Cask Strength Release Number 1. 63.3%
ABV. He's like Ron Burgundy. He'll read anything I put in front of him.
Yeah, I just read it. You read it. It says last right here.
Yep.
That's all I need to drink today. Release Number 1, 63.3% ABV, 126.6 proof.
Ooh, is that over 120 proof? Mm-hmm. You proof hound?
I've been hanging out with a bad element.
Blaming the peer pressure. Really drinking high
proof whiskey. When you say a bad element, are you talking like strontium or
let me tell you, the peer pressure defense goes so far.
It's pure plutonium here.
Hydrogen,
it's pure
perhaps?
Plutonium here. But anyway,
just wondering, you know.
This is a non-chill filtered.
Racist. First time he doesn't like the elements on the end Highland that are Park colored.
That's cask strength directly from the distillery, I think, in maybe 40 years. Before this, you would have to buy it from a private bottler, independent bottler. This is the first strength cask. That's the next line on the script. See, I anticipate you. I anticipate you, my friend. The first cask strength offering in the Highland Park line, the new Highland Park Cask Strength Release Number 1, is matured predominantly in sherry-seasoned American oak casks of different ages, hand-selected by their master whiskey maker, Gordon Motion. It is then bottled without chill filtering to ensure the essential DNA and natural color of the whiskey stays intact. So we only have a minute before our commercial break, so let me just tell you a little bit about it. This color is just, it's a beautiful bronze, it's golden, and I just approached this from the side, and it's all about honey.
Just a tip, honey, if you approach vanilla, it from the side, you can't drink it. Yeah, you have to go to the top of the glass, knucklehead.
You put your hand out, you put your arm out all the way to the left or the right, and you just bring it in slowly.
I don't know. Let's ask Mr. Retronasal over here.
Yeah, yeah. Bring it in slowly, and if you get closer. I think
you have to put the glass to your mouth to drink it.
Or not getting the
aim
point
it
drink
from the ceiling and hope you catch it in your mouth.
We have seconds before.
Retronasal, is that like an old episode of Miami Vice, you know, yes, from the 80s when they were
episode
doing blow?
Episode 3, season 2.
So it's retronasal?
Yes. Yeah, right. It's the drip from the Coke.
Yeah, that's it. We'll be back. Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Oh, hey, we're back, and this is the best of 2021 Sips episode. We have Harm telling us about his
favorite
pick for 2021. Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
So I had a sip during the commercial break.
Really?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You lush.
Bob brought this to the show. When we first tasted this whiskey, when was it? 4 or 5 months ago? 6 months ago?
Yeah, it was pretty early in the year. Yeah.
So you want to tell them how I reacted?
Well, I had reached out to two places to get a sample of this, and by pure happenstance, both of them came through. So I actually ended up with two bottles. And Harm, who is a unavowed Highland Park freak, much like myself, I knew he'd love it, and I pulled it out. And, you know, this was before it actually really made it out to market. It sure as heck wasn't anywhere near Florida yet.
Bob, it took 3 months before it came to Florida.
When he came in, he sits down, and he looks at the script, and he goes, so what do we got? And I put the bottle in front of him, and his eyes roll back in his head like when a great white shark bites into something. You know? And he starts foaming at the mouth and making those weird noises that he makes that his wife tells us about. And the good thing was is that he only ever saw the one bottle. So when we were done and he's over there like literally quivering with glee, I'm like, here, guess what? You could take that one home. So he was a happy boy.
Bob.
And it lasted, what, about 2 days?
My wife and I probably polished it off that weekend. It was so amazing. I didn't share it with friends. I took it to the store to let people know.
Good.
I shared it with the salesman who sells Highland Park to me and said, where are my cases? It wasn't even in the system. They didn't have it in the system for months. 3 months later, it shows up, and I bought pretty much half the allocation for the state, I think.
You should have bought more. How many
made it home?
Yeah. Well, I probably a full case came home. So I know. I'll tell you.
When I know I polished off one of them.
Well done.
I'm telling you from personal experience. I'm telling you from this is what I drink. The nose is honey and vanilla and leather and wood and sherry and nuts and, just amazing. Just a hint of smoke. And we talk about retro nasal. So when you put the whiskey in your mouth and you swallow and you exhale, that's the retro nasal. The tingle on your nose as you exhale and the flavors is, that's retronasal. Or the other way you can get a retronasal taste is like you inhale with your mouth open. So you come towards the glass, put your nose about a quarter of an inch or an inch away from it, start inhaling and go in closer, and then halfway through the inhale, open your mouth, let the vapors go from your nose to the back of your throat. That's retronasal, and that is what just, you can taste the smoke, you taste the whiskey without tasting it. But what kind of fool does that unless you have to drive later? I'm not driving later. I'm drinking this.
Well, they've had some good ones.
And then it just comes out your nose, and that's also retronasal.
I mean, they've had some really good ones from Highland Park over the last several years. And we've been fortunate to do quite a few of them. You know, the
some
fire.
Some of them in the $400 and $500
range. Fire and ice, all the Viking, the Loki, the Freya, you know, all of that.
Odin.
You know, all the, you know, the Marvel characters, you know. And they've all been fantastic.
But this
one is as good as any of them for
retail. $99, baby.
Yeah, $100. Really? Yeah.
Retail. Last year I picked a $1,000 whiskey for my best of. This year it's $100.
Yeah. Wow.
And I put them up against each other.
I had no idea it was that reasonable.
Yeah.
And when you guys say smoky, this is not a smoky whiskey.
This is not a smoke bomb. This is not my Ardbeg, which I love. It's not my Lagavulin.
Right. No,
it's intense. Yeah. In a good way.
Right.
Well, there's two things going with it, okay? When you're thinking smoky, you're thinking more Iowa, which usually has got that medicinal peat. And this is from the Northern Islands. So it's a different peat. It's all heather. So it's more of a wood smoke.
It Highland Park is the northernmost distillery in Scotland.
It doesn't give you that really heavy peat reek. And plus, this is just not a heavily peated whiskey anyway. So, you know, this is one you might actually get through. You're never going to buy it, but you would get through it.
Well, if somebody bought this one for me, I would drink it.
Oh, yeah.
I would drink it.
Yeah.
That's high praise indeed.
Right. And you know what? Yeah. I'm
Because usually what you just re-gift
the scotch. There's half a bottle there. Give me some more of that, please.
Yeah. I mean, I love Highland Park. I love everything they make. Yeah. And honestly, I think this is the best thing that they have made in years. Because not the best tasting one they've had, although I think it's up there, but the money and the taste,
the value is just
there's nothing out there that compares to that.
So I'm doing this in front of you Philistines. I want to say bastards. Can I
shame,
say bastards? I
believe shame. I
water.
Shame.
I poured water in this. Oh.
Fred Sanford wouldn't put water in it.
Oh, no. He'd have a heart attack.
You're a drunken lush.
Fred Sanford, don't mess with me.
I'm not killing this water with water. Just a few drops. Just a few drops. Brings out more of the orange, the nut, the citrus in here. The nuttiness. It's still oily. It holds up to all this. Here, put some more whiskey in there. Don't try that, Bob. Brent.
I will.
Brent's going to put a capful or something in there. Here, just add more whiskey first. There you go.
You don't have to tell him that twice.
Yeah.
You know what?
Don't mess around with that.
Remember what I said happened to him when he saw it? You want to see that happen again?
Mm. Sure.
What is this?
Highland Park Cast Strength Batch 2
for an
upcoming episode.
Oh, wow.
I know for a fact that's not in the States yet. Oh, but Bob has a tiny little box with a 50 milliliter sample in it.
Isn't it a happy box?
It's a happy box.
It's a happy box.
It's a beautiful jet black box with Highland
Park on it. Can't wait for that one. Yeah, the sample closet is rich this year, my friends. So we're going to have some really good stuff to talk about in 2022. So
I guess that's why it says release number one on the one we're drinking now.
Yes. And I mean, believe me, I just reordered more of it. I'm just sending most of it to my stores and you know what? I'm drinking probably half. So I'm losing money on this bottle when I sell it to you for $99 because I'm drinking my profits.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's where it's going.
I'll help you out by buying one off you.
Oh, I can absolutely tell you for everyone he sold, him and me and a few other people in our store have consumed one.
Yeah.
So it's a one for one. Yeah. So he has to be making 50% profit just to break even.
50% profit.
And he's not. So it's not working out.
We literally lose money on Highland Park.
Buy the next one and share it.
I don't think that adding water really improved it at all.
You don't think you got more citrus out of it?
I didn't get more citrus. I still enjoy it, but I don't think it improved it. I think it's just
you just want that 123 proof?
Yeah.
126, yeah. Six, sorry.
Can you blame them?
Yeah.
I don't blame.
They made it right.
I'm not mad at you.
So we're gonna be rating the Highland Park Cask Strength release number one. Again. And extremely well deserved.
Oh my god.
5 cents.
Yes. So kids,
if you don't like that, we can't be friends.
Yeah. If anybody has an empty glass, I'm sure you do. I brought some my best new product of 2021. I brought some to share for the table here. And if any of you are listening at home, pause the podcast, go out to your local liquor store or spirits purveyor.
What are you talking about? Nobody listening to this.
And grab yourself a bottle of Glendronach Portwood. This is a true 2021 release. Literally a third or more of the bottles that came to South Florida came through my store because I love this so much. I just keep buying it, selling it, sharing it with my friends, and drinking it at home. I'm pouring some here now for my buddy Justin here. This is a cask strength. No, sorry, not a cask strength. This is a whiskey that's a non-age statement, non-chill filtered Portwood finish whiskey that's at only 46% alcohol. So 92 proof. For the mathematically challenged. And to me, Rachel Berry is doing something that is amazing here. So Rachel Berry, you know, she worked with Dr. Bill Lumsden at Ardbeg and at Glenmorangie.
Bogart the Glendronach.
So, then was she the master distiller or blender at Talisker or Bemore? I can't remember which one. And then Brown Foreman hired her. And she's in charge of Benriach and Glendronach now.
And Glenglassa, too.
And Glenglassa, right. So the improvements to those three distilleries since she's been there in the last few years has been amazing. She spent 3 years
Glendronach has been going through the warehouse. Has been above and beyond the other two. The other two, they've all done great things, but Glendronach.
Well, Benriach before was a mediocre distillery. Yeah. I thought that was really hard to get good stuff. It was hit or miss.
But now it's coming
after,
out.
After she started and this new releases, they're solid.
Yeah,
Glenglassa was one who'd never nobody had heard no of one, that in
yeah,
America.
Nobody. Yeah,
and then Glendronach, again, hit or miss distillery. The quality is exponentially better.
Oh,
they were even shut down for a few years. For a long time,
they've had in the last 2 or 3 years, they've had some of the best releases I can really remember.
Yeah,
your Highland Park pick was
Kingsman.
Better.
The Kingsman edition was fantastic.
So the Highland, I'm surprised you like the Highland Park better, Brent.
I do.
So now let this breathe. We just poured it right now, so I'm swirling the hell out of it. Swirl. I approach it from further away. Strawberry jam, butter, croissants. This is what it's all about. Anyway, that's my pick.
All right.
For best new fish. And my distillery, you're all going to hate me, but I think Dickel's did some great stuff this year, especially that Dickel.
I agree with you. I think they have. Okay. I think they have. And I think they're unappreciated too.
Bob, let's do it.
The last one that we have is the King of Kentucky 2021 release. It's aged 14 years. The one that we got was barrel number 7, 65% ABV, 130 proof, 79% corn, 11% rye, 10% malted barley. This was aged in Warehouse I, Floor 3, Rick 7, if you want to get really crazy. The brand was established back in 1881 as a Kentucky Straight Bourbon, and Brown Forman acquired it in 1936 from selected Kentucky distillers. By 1940, they had converted it into a blended whiskey.
Yeah.
Until it was discontinued. Shock there. In 2018, though, they revived the brand, and that first year blew my mind, and every year since has just gotten better. This year's release is a 14-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon selected from 33 barrels, average yield of 30%. So we're talking a huge, huge loss. About 2,700 bottles available worldwide. This is basically in Kentucky with very limited distribution in Illinois and in Ohio. But, you know, Matt, you know, cases in those two states. It's pretty much just Kentucky only. And every year, this is, without a doubt, the finest thing that comes out of Brown-Forman, bar none. It is like a getting kicked in the teeth by a horse. I mean, it is just, and it's not the proof. It's just the flavor is so
But he means
so
that
immense.
In a good way. Because, you know, if it were some pleasant. People pay extra for pain.
It's usually 20. Yeah. In Subic Bay. Yeah. But yeah, it's just, oh, it's just lovely. Like, it reminds me, I used to work in a candy shop making chocolates. And this reminds me when we would be cooking the caramel. It's just got that beautiful, beautiful, just silky, that silky caramel nose. It's got a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of milk chocolate on the nose. It's got lemon, it's got orange, and on the palate, boom, it's just huge.
Figs,
it's got
figs.
It's got a huge amount of tannin, but it's not drying. Tannin. I mean, you're getting that old wood, but it's not drying out your mouth.
It's a grip without making you thirsty.
Yeah. And it's, and like you said, I definitely get figs on this. I get baking spice. I get a little bit of toasted coconut. I still get a lot of that citrus on it, but it's just that beautiful earthy. It's like going into the bottom floor of a really, really old rick house.
If you hadn't picked this whiskey for your favorite, I would have picked this for my favorite. But I can't always pick a scotch, but this year it was tough. This was tough this year.
Well, the last couple of years I picked a scotch, and this year I honestly there were several I could pick. Two of them are on this table.
It's hard to beat this one. It really is hard.
But the thing is, this is a freaking unicorn and a half.
Right. I mean,
2,700 bottles available for the world.
The finish on this one is probably the best, longest finish that we have of any product on the table. And they're all long finishes.
Yeah. Right. But this one goes on for days, which is why I made sure I was last.
Yeah.
It's just, it's huge. And again, it's a unicorn beyond unicorns. You know, there's so few bottles of this. Chances of you scoring one, unless you're really got a lot of extra money you have nothing to do with, are pretty slim. But if you are in Kentucky, if you're in Lexington or Louisville and, you know, on a trip, you know, look out for some of the better whiskey bars, because they generally will have this on the list.
And worth getting.
It's not going to be cheap.
No.
Well, the secondary is north of $2,000 on this bottle.
Treat yourself and buy yourself. Buy yourself a taste of whatever year, 18, 19, 20, 21.
I've had all three. This is the best one, dude. This is the best
this
one.
This is the best.
Yeah.
2020.
They're all good,
though. If you have a choice, 2021. If you don't have a choice, doesn't matter. They're all going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, there's only so much you can actually say about something this huge.
And if you can do a flight of all of them, do that.
God, the best.
And then have Justin's someone drive you home.
Why? So, why sell yourself short with just doing one?
So we're going to be giving the King of Kentucky, obviously, without any hesitation.
Oh my goodness!
Five sips because it doesn't go to 11. My best new product of 2021 is one that we reviewed this year. And it's from the folks at Lucky 7. Their 12-year-old proprietor, I thought, was a fantastic bourbon. We all really, really enjoyed it. I believe
their whole lineup is nice.
Yeah, and we've got some new ones to do in 2022. So I think they did a fantastic job. And for best distiller or producer of the year, I had a couple. Last Drop were very kind to us and sent us several, the 59 Ordage Cognac, the 80 Buffalo Trace, Old Carter.
Yeah.
Props to them. Great stuff. And Glendronach, I thought, knocked it out of the park this year as they did last year. So those would be my best distillers and producers of the year. So, well, that's all the time we have for today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. You can catch.
I certainly did. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You can catch all of our episodes where you found this one, as well as on terrestrial and satellite radio and online at iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, CBS Radio, Radio.com, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, probably Twitcher, and anywhere else you can listen to a podcast.
Are we on Twitch?
The easiest people way to find this show is on your phone is to ask Siri,
watch me
Alexa,
drink,
or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone to play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We'll have your feedback. You can reach us online at info@SipSudsAndSmokes. Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at SipSudSmoke, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You can also check us out on Instagram at SipSudsAndSmokes or at MadeManBob. Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening online. It's a big help to us. We get to see your feedback. I want to thank my co-host for joining. Heck with it. You should be thanking me.
Well, you didn't bring us a spit bucket.
Yeah.
Where's
not today.
Where's the spit bucket, Bob?
If you spit it out, I will cut you. Thank you, Brent.
Today's exceptional pleasure to be here.
Yeah, tell me about it. Thank you, Harm.
You know, Bob, I realize sometimes when I say thank you, it comes off as thank off. I don't mean that.
In the Romulan labor camp. I don't have to answer your questions.
This time I really mean it, Bob. Thank you.
No, he
doesn't. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Jess.
I'm just thankful to be here. Not only just drinking this wonderful whiskey, but drinking it with all of you guys. Thank you.
Oh, and my heart just melted.
It's like that Frosty the Snowman episode. And the one where Herbie wanted to be a dentist? No, that wasn't Frosty.
That was Rudolph.
That was Rudolph.
Rudolph, yeah.
It was a good year, guys.
Great year.
Looking forward to 2022.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers, all. Cheers.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.